Oklahoma lawmakers' relentless push for new abortion restrictions continues. Three bills made it out of committee on Wednesday, putting them all a floor vote away from the governor's desk. The House Public Health Committee passed Senate Bill 612, which is similar to Arkansas's recently adopted near-total ban. Doctors who perform the procedure would be guilty of a felony, punishable by up to 10 years in prison, and a fine up to $100,000. There are no exceptions for rape or incest, only to save the life of a pregnant woman in a medical emergency. Such measures are being pushed by Students for Life, a group seeking to ban abortion across the U.S. The committee's chair took the unusual step of letting the organization's regional manager, Sarah Czar, speak.
We wanted to focus it on, you know, the enforcement being on the doctors and not pregnant women, because we wanted to demonstrate our compassion for the additional victims of the abortion industry.
Oklahoma City Democrat A.J. Pittman recognized Czar for her bravery in coming to speak.
However, it is my frustration as a member of this committee that we continue to bring young people in this committee to present and testify on behalf of members for political gain.
The same committee also passed Senate Bill 779, which would implement an unnecessary and potentially expensive certification program for doctors who dispense abortion drugs. The medications are already federally regulated and further restricted under state law. There's a more than $12 million disagreement between legislative analysts and the state pharmacy board about how much the program would cost. Most abortions in Oklahoma are now done via medication. Claremore Republican Mark LePack claimed the bill is about safety.
This is about, if we're going to do chemical abortions in Oklahoma, putting a process in place to make sure that the woman's health is forefront.
The Senate Appropriations Committee approved House Bill 2441 on Wednesday. It would ban the procedure when a heartbeat can be detected, which is as early as 6 weeks and before many people know they are pregnant. Planned Parenthood Great Plains Regional Manager of Public Policy and Organizing Gloria Pedro says when lawmakers try to ban abortion, what they're really doing is banning safe, legal abortion.
The impact of abortion restrictions is predominantly felt by those who already experience barriers to health care, including young women, women of color, and those with disabilities, as well as women with low incomes and women who live in rural areas or are undocumented. Banning abortion altogether could place these women's lives in jeopardy.
Some Republican lawmakers have not been shy in saying they hope a law will make it to the U.S. Supreme Court and get Roe v. Wade overturned. Pedro said there are several abortion cases SCOTUS could take up now, but it hasn't.
So these bills that are being pushed in state legislatures are just, they're the equivalent of demand letters. They're legislators whining, trying to force SCOTUS to do what they want, and that's just not how any of this works.
The measures advanced Wednesday have been overwhelmingly supported by Republican lawmakers, with Owosso Senator J.J. Dossett the only Democrat to vote for them. Abortion has generally declined in Oklahoma since 2002 without total bans, and most pregnant people who seek an abortion in the state already have at least one child. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.